I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Boy, making national news. It's all over the place just in the last few minutes. Archbishop Chaput here in Philadelphia blast bigoted Democrats for targeting Catholic judicial nominee. Sheer ignorance to label Knights of Columbus charity, what they do, extreme. You know, it's fine if bishops speak out. I just would like to see a few excommunicados going on, you know, a few excommunications. I'll get to that. But periodically, for inspiration, we've been bringing on members of the Freedom Caucus, who I think at various times have held America together when all else was failing. Ted Budd is a North Carolina business guy who was elected and is the incumbent and is a member of the Freedom Caucus. He joins us here on Talk Radio 1210. Representative Budd, welcome to Philadelphia. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, Dom. Great to be on with you. And big shout out to my family across the Delaware over in Woodbury, Foster County area.
Okay.
That's where we originally hail from. I was never lived there, but my dad is from there and is a lot of his family's up there.
That's a good spot. So tell me your read. The Freedom Caucus, to our listeners, is the bulwark that really has stopped a lot of things that are negative. Are the troops still motivated? We see 8 Republicans voting with the Democrats yesterday to reopen the government without getting border security.
Yeah, but on the same time, we saw there was a vote right after that. It's a procedural vote called a motion to recommit, and usually that's pure partisan. And we saw about 8 Democrats come over to our side on that. So that's very, very surprising. So we see Nancy Pelosi, you know, she's at a real rodeo trying to manage this radical left contingency of the socialist contingency of her party. And I just think for simplicity, she has just dug in and is not even negotiating. But we're holding strong on this. I see most of us. And all that was, Dom, yesterday for the few Republicans was just authorizing a little bit of money to open a part of the government.
Okay.
It's a piecemeal bill. It won't even be taken up in the Senate. They're going to play like it's a very big deal, but it's no big deal. It may pass the House, but it's dead in the Senate, and it'll never make it to the president's desk.
What do you see now as a guy in business, the guy negotiates? I read up on you a good bit. The end game here, the off-ramp for either side, because is the president, do you think, considering from the Freedom Caucus perspective, trading DACA for this? And I don't even think the Democrats would do that at this point.
You know, our ears are open for that. Our radar's up, but we don't even hear that discussion going on. And I think Nancy Pelosi says no, 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 which is a horrible negotiating technique. We're not even seeing a counteroffer from them. We're not seeing proposed solutions back at us that we can work towards an end game. They have just simply dug in. They're not negotiating. Look, we're connected by Pennsylvania Avenue here. The Vice President is coming over to the Capitol. The President has been down here. Jared Kushner's been down here just looking for some sort of string to pull on to work on a deal, and they're not getting anything from the Democrats. So I think the pain level is not high enough. Remember, it's 25% of the government that's shut down, not 100%, which is good because our military is up and running. Our Social Security is fine. But at the same time, there's some critical parts of the government that are not functioning. So when the pain level goes up, I think maybe that'll bring the Democrats to the table and just start offering some counter solutions. And that's what we need.
But Republicans are the ones that get blamed. So how is it that Democrats would feel that given the media thrust here, do you think?
Well, maybe we need more folks like you out there in the media, Dom, that can bring some balance to the equation so we don't get blamed as much. But I see us operating in good faith. We are offering solutions, but we're not going to negotiate against ourselves. We say we want a wall. If you want to call it a fence, that's fine. Remember the hypocrisy that's going on here. In 2006, Schumer voted in support of the Secure Fence Act. That was a $50 billion deal. And just 5 years ago, Democrat-controlled Senate, they voted to double the length of a new border fence with Mexico, and that was a $40 billion deal. And they doubled the number of border agents up to $40,000. What they're seeing is a president that largely has been unorthodox, but very successful, probably because of his unorthodoxy. And they are trying to engineer failure into his 2020 run. They're trying to make him not make good on his 2016 promise and not be successful in bringing a wall to bear. So they're just trying to engineer failure into the system, and it's complete hypocrisy because of what Schumer and Pelosi have supported
years
ago and 13 years ago.
Now, are you in the camp that thinks the president, after the border, might declare the national security emergency and then go from there? That would be an effective off-ramp, at least to his supporters. Democrats would probably tie it up in the court for some time. Is that being talked about, that really could happen?
It is being discussed. It's not the conversation front and center. I think what you're going to see is he's going to continue to hold out for the fact that he wants a wall and he wants the money appropriated through Congress and go through normal channels. We would love a bipartisan solution, but we're not seeing the angle from the Democrats for that right now. So what I do like is that we're trying to go through normal channels. We're trying to make it bipartisan. We're trying to get a counteroffer from the Democrats. They're not doing that. And they're just trying to make the president look bad. And they're really setting up for 2020 is really what it is. But I think the president will do what he needs to do to make good on a promise for the American people and protect our country. But he's going through normal channels, which is Congress, first of all.
Hey, Representative, thank you very much, and thanks for the great work the Freedom Caucus does. We've had on Jordan, you, our Scott Perry here in Pennsylvania, and thank God you're there, because it's a group that doesn't wilt and is married to the Constitution, which in the end is the most important thing of all.
Absolutely, Dom. You're an inspiration. I appreciate what you do.
Thank you. Thanks, Congressman, for joining us.
Take care. Bye.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.